This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock to help you out with your car, whatever that may be. You're bound to have a problem one day, so that's the purpose of the show here. It's just help give you some guidance, a little bit of entertainment, maybe, and some guidance on your car. And like I always say, there's times we're going to talk about somebody else's car, but then we get these phone calls. Carrie, was it Kim last week, I think?
Yeah, Kim from Casa Grande.
And she'd called in and over time had asked questions about her car. But ultimately what happened and what I come here to do every Saturday is she was able to take some of the things that she asked and learned by listening and keep track of and apply those little tidbits to take information to the shop when she went in with her intermittent not starting problem.
Exactly.
And all of those little things that we talk about over time and keeping your list and paying attention when it happens, she did that. It took a course of some weeks because it was, yeah, or even months maybe, because it was an intermittent problem. But ultimately, when she got to the shop, the information and the details that she was able to provide saved her money. They were able to diagnose this car.
It's not this cutesy little answer. It's the fact that because it's however many dollars an hour to diagnose a car, this saved her money.
Yeah, and it got them honed in based on the description of the various symptoms.
Now, she knew some things.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I better forget. I got to take care of some business, Carrie. Yeah. You got to call if you want some help your car. If you call in, anything going on with your car, I'm going to talk about whatever. I don't know. I got a few things to chat about here. But whatever you want to talk about, I don't really have a show topic today. If you want to be the one to call in and direct the show, you can do that. It's 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. If you want to blow up that phone, the first one, we'll make your topic the topic. Okay. Otherwise, I'm going to just talk about a few things. So her car, she was able to get that fixed. Just kind of, again, getting information, going and having the confidence to talk to the shop. I want you to just go in and say yes blindly to anything that they talk about. And you certainly shouldn't just say no when they're trying to give you advice on what to buy or service you need. You should ask questions like why or what. So, again, anything you want to talk about, 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. Real easy. Just give us a call. We've been light on calls. Last week, you guys helped us out. This is a call-driven show, so that's what, Carrie.
And Kim's phone call was so good last week, she's going to be the star of our promotion in the coming weeks. Yeah,
lucky her, right? Lucky Kim. So, it's funny over the holidays, too. You're always chatting with people, and then they find out
you're a car guy,
the in-law of the somebody or whoever, or the friend of
think
the
of a new
friend of a friend. So I'll go to the diagnosis saying, Matt, I have this car, so I replaced the fuel injection unit, but it was wrong. I go, wait, where'd you get it? Amazon. Okay, first problem.
There you go.
And then some back and forth, and then I said, but, that's six fuel injectors in the spider unit, they call it, and the control module is part of it. And I said, you can replace just those six one injector at a time. I said, why are you doing this in the first place? Well, I tried the coil, and I tried the spark plug, and I tried the coil wire, so now I'm trying the fuel injector. And then it's the wrong part. I said, well, once you're here, I helped him look up. I said, here's the right part. Oh. Yeah, but. And I said, but it's five times more than the one on Amazon because it's the right part, okay? But we still don't know. He's several hundred dollars into this job, and I have a suspicion he's wasted the money. He's got a mechanical failure of the engine, and he's trying to fix it with spark plugs and coils and fuel injector assemblies and the wrong parts. And so now not only is the car not fixed, he's $500 or $600 into it.
And that's the key.
And
Yeah. It's got to make, yeah, exactly.
Bumper shot for $200, you get it figured out what's going on and make the decision then.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a good idea, again, to get to that. I understand wanting to do it and save some money yourself, but you got to make sure you stop, pump the brakes, really think through the process, not just the quickest things.
Just
that
because
the,
Radio Shack says,
Radio Shack. I haven't heard that one in a while. We've got some phone calls. I'm going to go with Frank since I said I'd take a caller first up here. And Frank's got a 97 F-150 pickup truck. Frank, something special you want to talk about today? You want to direct things here? It's you're up. What's going on?
Yeah, I got a question. I need some direction. So I my transmission won't go into park. I can't start it because I can't shift it into park.
Mm.
I was able to kind of maneuver the lever and get it into neutral, and it would start. So I replaced the neutral switch because the old one was pretty old and crusty. And it seemed to work, but it not work because now it doesn't want to go back into park.
Mm-hmm. So if the car is running and you put the shifter up to park, it's still in reverse?
No, it'll kind of move, but the starting is what kind of comes and goes because I noticed, YouTube said put the car in neutral, which I did when I replaced the switch, but that's real sloppy. So I went back and I put the car in park and then did realign the switch, but it's kind of still doesn't really want to go all the way. So it's kind of still iffy whether I can get it back down to neutral or park, or it's just kind of off and on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if there's something in the column or the ignition switch or something that I can look at next.
Yeah, I would still be playing around with that, the Prindle switch, park reverse neutral switch, or that neutral safety switch. That's really what's going to determine most of that. You've got to be super careful working on those. Did you get a good quality part somewhere? Where did you get your part from?
From AutoZone.
AutoZone, okay. I mean, 97, we're not talking rocket science. It's not a high-tech part or anything like that. But I think you've probably just got a little bit more adjustment to do in that park neutral switch. There is some adjustment on the steering column, but that's mostly going to take up the play in the ignition switch. When you rotate the key, there's a mechanism in there, and then the switch further down the column attaches, and there's a nipple off of a rod that sticks up and goes into an opening on a switch that allows that switch to slide. There's a little teeny bit of adjustment in there, but I don't think that's what your problem is. I think you need to stick with the park neutral switch. So one thing you might try doing, of course, make sure you're safe and everything is in park and the wheels chalked. And what you could do is have somebody hold it in the start position with it in park, and then you go underneath and rotate the switch until it engages, and then lock it down, and then go try it. So give that a shot a couple times, and that's what you're on the right track there. So just stick with that, and I think you'll get it fixed. So good luck with that today, Frank. I guess that's a good holiday weekend DIY project. Heck with hanging the Christmas lights and all that stuff. Let's get our truck fixed. So we've got Mark on the line. We've got one more in queue. We've got plenty of open lines, 602-277-5827. You're listening to Bumper to Bumper Radio, and we're talking about whatever it is that you want to talk about, your car, need any help with, any guidance, anything. Give us a call, 602-277-5827. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage. Our family has always stood for honesty and integrity and taking care of our community. That's why we purchased the award-winning Desert Car Care of Chandler. We are now changing the name to Stapley Car Care to bring it fully into the Stapley family. Same trusted team, same award-winning service, just a name that reflects our commitment to you. If you have already been visiting us, thank you. Or it's your first time, we invite you to come see why our name stands behind every repair. Check us out at stapleycarcare.com.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests a hassle-free experience. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree, 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
Hi, I'm Brett, retired firefighter, paramedic, and avid outdoorsman. When I bought a used 2001 Jeep Cherokee, I needed a mechanic I could trust to ensure that this vehicle was going to be dependable and keep me from being stranded out in the woods. A fellow firefighter referred me to Spencer Doucet and his team at H&I Automotive, and I've never looked back. I'm not a car guy, so I don't speak mechanic, but H&I made it easy. They were transparent, communicated clearly, and stood behind their work. Now, decades later, with multiple Tacomas, family vehicles, and plenty of road trips, my wife, daughter, friends, and I are all loyal H&I fans. With their digital diagnostic estimates, you'll always know what needs to be fixed and why, so you stay in control. H stands for honesty, I stands for integrity, and you'll feel it every time you walk through their doors. See for yourself. Check out their 5-star reviews at hniautomotive.com.
Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, and it's Christmas music season. I forgot I pulled out the Christmas tree yesterday, finally. I got in trouble a little bit. I didn't get it out till 9 o'clock last night. So now I've caused my wife to be a day behind, and I'm kind of in the doghouse.
Not a good thing there, pal.
I know. But I do have one request, Carrie. We need some, like, Chipmunks music and some, like, let's get something funky going here, some goofy, not,
Bryce
you
said
know.
Virtually the same thing.
Yeah, okay. We got to fire up that music a little bit, Carrie. We got to get some funky Christmas
10-4.
Music. All righty. Let's get going here. We've got some phone calls. People have asked. I've asked, and they have performed for me and got called in. We're going to see if we can help some people get some cars figured out. Let's see. We've got Mark first. We've got Kyle and Naomi, maybe, and a couple coming in. So here we go. Looks like Mark in Phoenix got a Jaguar, 2001 Jaguar S-Type or something. What's going on with your Jag?
Hey, how you doing, sir? Thank you for taking my call. So I'm just trying to keep it going. It's at 2001, so it's slightly old, but there's only about 56,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a condition, the engine light came on, and it was something to do with injectors, one of the ports and injectors, number three, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up getting a bunch of injectors. I just haven't put them in. I'm just wondering what I'm looking at if I'm going to replace my own injectors on that. There's a lot of parts that are not even available for the car anymore, unfortunately. But,
sure. I think that I'm just trying to remember right. That's the, I think the
4.0.
Is it the 4.0? So it's the Ford kind of version of that, you know, the cousin of that car.
Yeah.
Well, what
it's
I would
it's running a little rough. Sorry. Go ahead.
So you had a misfire, and you had some sort. Was it an injector circuit problem or anything like that? Or you recall what the code was?
No, it's kind of crazy because something really happened with the car about, oh gosh, maybe 9 months ago, where it had to been taken down to a dealership in Scottsdale, and they charged about $4,000. It's something to do with the CPU, so I don't even know what's going on now. But it shouldn't be, that light shouldn't be coming on after that. But anyways, if it's just an injector, that's solvable.
Right. Well, here's what I would say to back to your question. Anything special you need to do with the fuel injectors? Before you replace them, I'm not exactly sure in the configuration of the engine how they're laid out and what the accessibility is. You probably have to remove an intake plenum, so you're going to want to get some intake plenum gaskets. And you can even get the repair manual online from, I think, All Data Pro or All Data. If you just search All Data, you can buy, I think, maybe per VIN number or get a prescription for a month or for a year for your car. So something like that is definitely worth going and looking through the service procedure to find out what you have to do before you get started. Let's have the roadmap and the instructions first, and you can get that. And then once you get that, get in there and have a better lay of the land and get an idea. But before I went in, just start replacing all the fuel injectors. I would at least find that one fuel injector, that one cylinder that you think is the problem. And you've got to have an ohm meter or a way to measure the resistance. And I don't really care what the resistance is. I don't know where it should be off the top of my head. I'm going to guess 3 or 4 ohms or something like that. But you want to check the other fuel injectors, too. You're looking for consistency. So if all of them are 3 ohms and one is open or 1,000 or none, then you definitely know you have a bad injector. But now if you take that apart, Mark, and you go in there and you start checking each one of those injectors, and they all have the same exact ohm measurements, you might be barking up the wrong tree. So I would consider, there's a lot of times when you go in, just because there's 8 fuel injectors doesn't mean you need to replace all 8 of them. If you've got a problem cylinder, I'd focus on that one cylinder, because you might spend a whole bunch of money, like my friend with the ignition coils and all this stuff on the van, that you don't have to. Let's just focus on fixing the one problem while you're there until it's cured to make sure you don't cause something else. And check those connections real well. The other thing on those, Mark, you got to be careful and check for vacuum leaks. You don't want to have any leakage around anything. That stuff is old, a lot of plastic and composite parts and tubes and stuff in there that break. So just got to be careful. No bull in a china shop. You got to be gingerly walking around in that under that hood. So I hope that helps you on your project there for the weekend, Mark. We've got Kyle in Glendale, 2013 Chevy Suburban. How's the Suburban treating you, Kyle?
It's doing all right. Thanks for having me, guys. I was driving up from Tucson on a work trip on Monday, and I started hearing like a bunch of like air trying to blow into like my back lift window area. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I heard a big rip, and when I finally stopped and parked my car, my third light, the spoiler on the top of that Suburban, just like ripped off.
Oh, wow.
And the black under paneling of it that holds that liftgate window is still on there, but the veneer part of it with the third taillight is gone. So do I have to replace the entire part? Or do I just get, like, the veneer part with the third taillight on it?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I'm trying to picture that one, how that setup is. That's going to be something that's more likely what I call a dealer part only. That's, you know, that's kind of like body and trim, and it's not likely that you'll find an aftermarket part. So the easiest thing to do to make sure you get the right parts, that's probably something you can reinstall yourself. Somebody maybe replaced a bulb in the brake light or something and the thing blew off. Who knows why? But I would go to the dealership, take your insurance card with you or registration or something so you have the VIN number, and you'll enter the VIN number. That's the best way to get the most accurate parts in the catalog. And then you can look at them with the picture. They'll have, you know, I call it a microfiche because that just goes way back to the day of having a microset. But they'll have the exploded view of the parts diagram there. And maybe what you do is take a picture of your car in its current condition, because you might need a little plastic button that clips in that where the screw insert goes into, or a retainer or something like that. But I guess kind of my smart ass answer, I guess you have to buy everything that's missing, you know, because I just can't picture it. So, yeah, that would be the best way to get those parts. The other, I guess my next best choice would be a salvage yard. You could go, there's a website that we use called Car-Part, and that's just an aggregator of salvage yards. In the 2013, if you've got the time, there's nothing wrong with going and getting a brake light off a used Suburban, Kyle. So I hope that helps you, give you some ideas there to get that taken care of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah. Just get, like I said, just get over to the dealer, take your VIN number to make it easy, and then that should be good. So it'll be able to get you taken care of there. So let's see, Carrie, where are we going to go next? Naomi in Glendale. She's got kind of a new car, 2020 Acura RDX. Gotta love the Honda and Acuras. What's going on, Naomi?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you.
Have the RDX Acura, and we had a problem with it starting. It wouldn't start, and that's kept getting worse, and I was getting a brake system failure message on the dashboard. So I brought it into the dealer where I've been going, and I said, maybe it's the battery, thinking, could be the battery. And they said, no, the battery was fine. They tested it. And then when I went back another time, they said, no, the battery is fine. And then they said the third time, oh, it's the radar sensor. So they replaced that for $2,100, and then it still wouldn't start, and it turned out to be, with the next trip, the battery. So I feel very kind of upset.
Well, it's pretty clear that, again, I've got one side of the story here, but so the first time was the battery, and it said no. Second time was the radar sensor, and that still, and that was this, that's the $2,100 repair, right?
Correct.
Well, and then you went back. Well, there's a conversation that needs to be had. I think that's what you're asking me is, how do I get resolution, maybe? Is that
right? Yeah. But I have, we have the part. We took the old radar sensor part, and I want to know if I can get that tested to find out if that's really failed, like bench tested.
Yeah, I don't
know. You can.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly about that. There's some companies that repair modules and stuff like that. Instead of, sometimes when they're not available, we can send it out and have it repaired. My suspicion is it didn't fix the car. It's pretty obvious. You went in, you spent the money, they told you it was fixed, you picked it up, it did the same thing a number of days later. You've had the battery put in it. I guess it's, I would call it, it's seasoned now. It, you've had it long enough, I'm assuming, to where if it was going to happen again, it would have happened by now, and you're confident that it's fixed. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's how I would handle that. I would go back, I would hang on to my, keep my part, and I would go back to the service department and maybe ask to talk with the service manager. And you tell the Mr. Service Manager, here's my records, here's what happened, and here's where we are now. This did not fix my car. I spent a lot of money doing that. It didn't fix it. How do we unwind this deal? I have the old part, because you guys saved it because I wanted it. So lucky for you guys, you can put my old part back on. You can take your part and put it back on your shelf with the guest column. And then they should be able to unwind that deal and give you your money back or a significant portion up. Maybe you've got to own a little bit of diagnosis in there. But again, they didn't find the problem. Battery is always my first guess. Anytime you have a battery, I mean, an electrical issue, I'm always looking at the battery really hard. I'm going to talk about this some more when we come back, Naomi. We're up against the break. We've got to do that. But we'll stay tuned the rest of the hour, and we're going to talk about that. We'll listen to Bumper Radio. Be right back.
Hi, this is Glenn, the proud owner of Good Works Auto Repair in Tempe at the 101 in Broadway, where we've been located for over 20 years. We understand the last thing you need to worry about is your car. That's our job. That's why we provide digital inspections explaining what your vehicle needs, not just today, but also in the future. And every repair comes with a 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty. So if you're looking for peace of mind, go to GoodWorksAutoRepair.com to schedule your next visit and let us take the worry out of your auto repairs.
Hi, I'm Shane Orlando, owner of Orlando Auto Body. For over 35 years, our family has proudly served the Valley with certified collision repairs you can trust. We're manufacturer certified, offer expert color matching, and back every repair with a lifetime warranty. We work with all major insurance companies and even offer deductible assistance with locations in Tempe, Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, and Gilbert. Quality collision repair is never too far. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com for a location near you.
I used to dread getting my car serviced, feeling overlooked and talked down to. Hi, I'm Dana, and all that changed when I found Stapley's Garage some 15 years ago. Brandon Stapley and his team treat everyone with respect. I never get recommendations for service that isn't needed. They explain repairs clearly, give honest estimates, and help you plan for future maintenance. No pressure, just trust. Experience the difference at Stapley's Garage, just north of the 60 on Gilbert Road, or visit stapleysgarage.com.
30 plus years on the same corner in the same building. Matt Allen, proud owner of Virginia Auto Service and host of Bumper to Bumper Radio. And I've got the answer to the question, how can I keep my vehicle running longer? The key, as we've seen it, is proper maintenance. So whether it's that regular oil change or the more complex repairs under the hood, you can count on us to do the job right. Check out our many good reviews at VirginiaAutoService.com and let us put your mind at ease when it comes to your car.
KTAR News, now. Good morning. KTAR News Time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. The former president of the Nogales Police Officers Association has been sentenced to 4 years probation for stealing almost $40,000 from the association. Victor Hetherington completed almost 700 fraudulent bank transfers to steal nearly half of the association's operating budget over the course of 5 years. He was also sentenced to repay the full amount. Now, much relief for the gas pump as we wrap up November. Julian Paredes, spokesperson for AAA Arizona, says historically, gas prices get cheaper toward the end of November and into December. However, we are still paying higher prices for gas all across the state. Statewide average price for a gallon of gas is $3.30. That's 10 cents higher than it was this time last year. For the Valley, the average price is $3.45. That's 19 cents higher than it was this time last year. Go and check traffic now for the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. We have a crash involving a pedestrian still being worked. 99th Avenue and Peoria. 35th Avenue and Grand. Fatal car versus pedestrian crash overnight has 35th Avenue south of Grand closed in both directions. Police still working a crash 7th Avenue and the I-17 eastbound on the exit ramp there after an overnight collision there as well. So we'll keep track of that. Otherwise, everything else looking pretty good. No full freeway closures scheduled in the Phoenix area this weekend from ADOT. KTAR weather for the Valley. Plenty of sunshine in the forecast for the rest of the holiday weekend. And next week looking pretty great, too, as we begin December. Cool mornings, warm afternoons. Absolutely perfect, really. We have a chance for some rain, though, in the forecast Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Looking for 74 as an afternoon high today and tomorrow. 71 on Monday. It's 65 now in Avondale. Weather is brought to you by Howard Air and Plumbing. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
It's a new season of Amazing Arizonans, featuring conversations between Mike Broomhead and some incredible folks who live here, like six-time Olympic gold medal winner Amy Van Dyken, host of Fridays with Frank, Deputy Frank, ring announcer Ramblin' Ralph, president of Arizona Public Service Ted Geisler, and many more. Get the Amazing Arizonans podcast wherever you get your podcasts or the KTAR YouTube channel. Amazing Arizonans, presented by Resolution Copper.
Hi, I'm Josh Dana, owner of Dana Bros Automotive and Diesel Service. Our family has been serving the East Valley with legendary service since the early 50s. We take care of all makes and models, but we are diesel specialists. We know diesels like nobody else and can fix the problems others can't. Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke diesel trucks are our passion. Our number one goal is to provide a quality service at a fair price and guarantee your satisfaction. Check out our reviews at danabros.com.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Hi, Kurt Rock here for Kurt's Auto Repair. Times and technology has changed, but at Kurt's, we're still the same family-owned and operated business that has enabled us to earn a perfect Better Business Bureau record for over 30 years. Our master technicians are experts in everything automotive, foreign and domestic, gas and diesel. Come experience quality and service that time has not changed. Check us out online at mycarhurts.com. If your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
The Patriot All-America returns to the Wigwam Golf Club, and the Thunderbolt is back at Sterling Grove Golf and Country Club. Festivities begin December 28th with opening ceremonies and family on the fairway, followed by tournament play starting December 29th. Enjoy concerts from Mark Martel on December 27th and Aaron Nichols from The Voice on December 30th. General admission is free for everyone. For tickets and information, visit westvalleymavericks.org today.
Finding a solution for a faulty transmission doesn't have to be hard. Hi, I'm Trey Briggs, owner of Automatic Transmission Exchange. Family owned and operated here in Phoenix since 1968. Our mission simple, diagnose and repair your transmission right the first time. From service and repair to full replacement, you'll get honest work, expert care, and a solid warranty you can trust. Automatic Transmission Exchange. Check out our reviews at autotransexchange.com today.
Bumper to Bumper on Arizona's news station.
All righty, welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock to help you with your car. And sometimes, if you're listening earlier, Naomi has a car problem. She got it taken care of, but now she has another problem. And that's with, they made repairs a couple times, maybe that didn't fix the car. Now we got to go unwind that deal somehow. So not only do I want to help you have the better, when I say better car repair experience or ownership experience, it's just not talking to the mechanic or the service advisor or getting in on time for the maintenance. You know, once in a while the shop screws up, but they've got to be held accountable. So we have to have effective complaining. You can't just go yell and scream, but there's right and there's wrong. So we'll talk about that in a minute. First, I want to give the number out and recognize we've got Benny, we've got Rachel, we've got open lines at 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. You know, and when you're out, going out and about, we're busy, we're hustling and bustle. Uh-oh, I can't go anywhere. I hit the garage door button and it didn't open. I had that happen a couple weeks ago. Broken spring. You can look up and see that one spring sitting there, and you can't get out of the garage. You know how heavy that door is? It's because they're stacked four panels tall, and you can't open it. So you're going to want to remember.
Don't mess with that spring.
Oh, no, that spring. The broken one's all right.
You do it once, exactly.
That other one's deadly. Yeah. So when you get stuck in the garage or that garage door's giving you some problems, think about A1 Garage. Tommy Mello and his team, A1 Garage Door, they've got you covered from, the entire valley. New doors, replacement doors. Just go on. If you got a door garage problem, it's easy. It's A1. So take care of that there. All righty. I'm going to phone number one more time, but I want to talk quickly about Naomi, a little kind of second topic. So, but again, plenty of open lines, 602-277-5827. So Naomi had a problem with her car, wouldn't start. Suspected a battery, whatever reason. We can't always take what they say. People come in all the time. They think they know what's wrong with their car, and it's not the problem. They couldn't get it tacked up. They did whatever they did, put a remote control or whatever. Second time around, she takes it back, spends $2,100. Now, she was smart. She kept her part. She asked for her old part back, which you can do. Unless there's a core on that part, you get to have it back. If there's a core charge, you just got to pay for the core charge. But here's the best part. Well, the worst part for her, it didn't fix the car after spending $2,100. Then she went back again. They said, oh, sorry, dude. Dudette. It's the battery. So now he should have a $2,100 bill. Didn't fix the car. Clearly didn't fix the car. We don't yell and scream. We don't go on the Google box and keyboard warrior. We go have an adult conversation. So in her case, you should go talk to the service advisor. Don't go do your credit card chargeback. Try to solve the problem like an adult and have a conversation. That's a lot of the problems today. Nobody wants to talk. They want a keyboard warrior or call the bank. So go talk to the service advisor. Make an appointment. Call him up or her and say, I'd like to come talk to you in person, or we could talk about it. Here's what happened, and I think I need my money back. There should be some resolution. And work with them. Give them the opportunity. Once they've been given the opportunity and they have failed to take it, then you go to the next step. You could write a bad review. I'd still hold on to that one still. You could make contact with Acura. Or level it up from the service department to the general manager. Or then you get a letter to Acura. Or the Better Business Bureau has an excellent program. It's the Automotive Repair Advisory Committee. They mediate. The Bureau handles it until they can't. And then myself and a group of other people who are on that committee get involved. We look at the letters. We look at everybody present their evidence. And we make a decision. Who's right? Who's wrong? And make a recommendation. And I will tell you, I've said this before. We talked about it we do it every other month. The meeting last week, I think it was. It's not the good old boy club. We hold these shops to a high standard. Usually the refunds, and if you want to count somebody right or wrong, we're usually going in favor of the consumer, not the shop. So those are your avenues of complaining. Let's do it effectively and not yelling and screaming, and you'll get there with it. So, all right, I got to get to these phone calls. And Rachel is first, out in Surprise, 2011 Mustang. Rachel, how are we doing today?
Hi. Hi. Actually, been better.
Uh-oh. Let's get you fixed up. What's going on?
So I have a story more. Like, I wanted to talk about mechanics lien and tell you what happened to me.
Okay.
It's actually my son's, but my name is on the title, and I helped my son.
Sure.
he met a man who had who supposedly had a shop in Phoenix and built engines. My son bought the 2011 and he blew it up, and it needed a whole new engine, a rebuild. Sure. And this man offered to do that. He offered to pick up the car. My son lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So the guy came out and picked up the car, told him he was going to take it to his shop. And my son paid him a lot of money, a total of over $8,000, to have the car engine rebuilt. This man was running for Congress. We checked that out, and he's legitimately running for Congress. So we thought he was okay. We checked out his shop. Mm-hmm. He had a shop. So anyways, we kept trying to contact this man, and it was, like, very hard to contact him. And every time he said, oh, I'm too busy, haven't worked on your car. This was last year when he picked up the car in January. Months went by. We kept asking him. All he would do is ask for more money. We wanted to see the car. That never happened. We wanted old parts. That never happened. He said he sent them
out. So what's the disposition of the car now? Clearly the guy was running some kind of something, yep. If it's even the person that he says it was. But
right. So, well, no, he looked like it, and he is really running for Congress.
Okay.
So he is who he says he is. He auctioned it off. He kept saying, I'm going to auction off your car. He did all the things that are required by the court. And to auction off the vehicle, he asked for $2,000 more from the $8,000 we had already paid for him. And we said, no, we're not going to give you any more money. So he actually auctioned off the car. We got nothing. We got no proof. We didn't want to pay him any more money because there was no.
Yeah, where did he auction? Where state was this car auctioned in?
Yuma,
New Mexico. Oh, so it was in Yuma.
Yes.
Because he went and got it from Albuquerque. Okay. Well, you know, I mean, horrible story to hear, but I can't help you with that. I mean, I guess my only advice is, I guess hindsight's 20/20. You're going to have to sue the guy. Who knows if it's even this person that you think is running for Congress. That, I don't know. I don't see somebody running for Congress and doing that. Again, I'm getting half the story, but at the same time, he's asking for more money. He had to give you legal notices to sell the car. Somebody had to get a notice that something was happening with that car. It sounds like maybe you failed to respond. I'm not saying what he did is right or wrong or indifferent or anything like that, but there is a process, and the owner of that car was notified. Don't know what happened after that. So hopefully you've got some receipts, hopefully you've got some recordings, some text messages or something, and you may have some recourse. But, man, just a lesson, do your research first. Everybody does the research after there's a problem. You know, you got to do it first. So we've got, looks like we've got Cap, we've got Gene, we've got Benny, and we'll be right back and take a quick break.
Hi, this is Jameson Hunter. I'm the East Valley Manager for Bulwark Pest Control here in the Valley. As a family-run company, we pride ourselves on taking care of our customers, and with an army of technicians running daily, our fleet vehicles rack up the miles and wear. So about 4 years ago, we got tired of the constant runaround and lack of follow-up from our previous fleet maintenance relationships. We were contacted by Lee Weatherby and his team at Accurate Automotive. The difference was night and day. They always communicate the status of our vehicles and get us back on the road safely and in a timely manner, which is crucial for our day-to-day operations. They even work seamlessly with our fleet leasing company. They treat us like family, and above all else, they are impeccably honest. I now take my personal vehicle there as well. We've never been happier. If you're looking to make a change for the better for your company or your family, go check out Accurate Automotive at AccurateAutomotive.com today.
For these legends, the pressure is where they shine, just like the reward at the end.
There's an urgency to winning Charles Schwab Cup. It doesn't get any easier.
It all comes down to the Charles Schwab Cup Championship, November 13th through 16th.
Don't miss all the excitement at this year's Charles Schwab Cup playoff. For tickets and more information, head to schwabcup.com. That's schwabcup.com.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner at A1 Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. At A1 Garage Door Service, our monthly service plan will keep your garage door running smoothly so you never have to deal with a broken garage door. There's never a good time for your garage door to break, whether you're rushing to work or you're trying to get the kids to school. We know how much you rely on your garage door. That's why we offer same-day repairs, because life doesn't wait, and neither should you. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Our springs are the toughest in the industry, backed by our lifetime warranty. That's right. Fix them once and you're covered for life. From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Call A1 Garage Door Service and you'll be smiling today. A1Garage.com.
All righty, welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen. We're going to get to some of these phone calls. I was waiting to make sure that was the Flintstones Christmas music. I knew it, but oh, well. So we've got some phone calls. We've got Gene. We've got Cap. But first, we've got to get Benny. But before we do that, engine rebuilding is kind of a tough business, if you will. I would say a broad brush stroke, most places that advertise and do only engine rebuilding are not very good at it. They've got a certain sales tactic. We see it in the Better Business Bureau. It's just like some of the national chain transmission shops. When they start telling you they have to take it out to know what's wrong with it, you better start asking questions or get a hold of your car and get it to another shop. Same thing with the engine deal. The next question should be when they tell you how much, say, well, now what's it really going to be? What are you likely to call me back and tell me? Or the last person you told $4,000, how much was the job? Check their ratings. Check their Better Business Bureau. Do it first, not after the thing's already gone to hell and you got all these problems. Then you go scream about how bad of a reputation they have. If it's too good to be true, it's probably not very good. So just kind of remember those things. So Benny in Phoenix, if I can get my mouse over here to that right green button. Benny in Phoenix has been extremely patient. Thank you for that, Benny. 2004 Ram 25 pickup. What's going on?
Morgan, Matt. Okay, so I got a question about friction modifiers. Limited slip differentials, or at least most of them, require a friction modifier. What does it do any harm to use a friction modifier and one that doesn't require it, a non-limited slip differential or whatever you call it?
I would need the chemical person to explain why, but I wouldn't do it. You know, there. I'm not a rear ends are kind of like transmission. They're a semi-specialty kind of deal. And the friction modifier, I have to be careful how I explain this because there's a chance I'll do it wrong. But you can get the oil can be too slippery. Like we have certain gear oils. It's great. You see 85-90 and you look at it, great, that'll be good for the transmission. No, it won't be because it's got different modifiers and different chemicals in there. There's certain times when you need things to be slippery, so to speak, and you don't need them to be slippery. The friction modifier goes in a car with limited slip differential or lock and rear, and it's to alleviate the chatter in the system. But I wouldn't be mixing the two. I would not put a friction modifier or even a gear oil. Some gear oils already have it in it. Like we use Redline gear oil at the shop. It's a high performance gear oil. A lot of times you can take a Valvoline 85-90. You can put that in the differential and you can put it in the transmission. But the Redline oil, The one for the differential is way different than the one for the transmission. And it's the friction modifier that's in. If you put the friction modifier in there on the transmission, it's not going to let the synchronizers work. I'm not explaining it all well. The bottom line is I'm a big believer in the original equipment fluid and put in what the manual calls for. That doesn't mean to go to Dodge and buy it. That might be a Valvoline product. Dodge doesn't make motor oil or gear oil. I promise you that. So now you, the little bottle of juice, 9 ounces or 2.5 ounces or whatever, it might be better to get that from Dodge's supplement. But I would not deviate much from whatever they're recommending. That's just my bottom line. Sorry for the lack of great explanation. I'll do some homework on it maybe, and we can talk about it more later. Another time I'll do something more about differentials, because, you know, differential services, carry, that's a service that gets overlooked a lot. We talk about changing your oil, changing your transmission, but rarely do a lot of shops talk about the differential. It just gets overlooked, really. The rear differential. I mean, you're towing a boat, you know, this is at 2,500. Maybe he's got a toy hauler or something. The Chancellor case.
It's not very sexy to sell.
Well, it's not even that. You just kind of don't think about it.
That's
maybe.
What I mean, yeah.
You know, some of your quick lubes might, because that's what they do it. But there's just certain, I'm going to make a list. We'll have a show about the most overlooked repairs. Differentials, valve adjustments are another overlooked service and maintenance item. So, Benny, I hope that helps you, but I like ChatGTP to answer some of those questions, too. It takes a little bit more time to sit and read about it, but that might be the way to do it. So let's get into a BMW here. 2006, this is 650. Don't see a lot of these on the road with Cap and Mesa. How are we doing today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Matt.
Sure.
I've got a dilemma with this car. I love this car, but the speedometer isn't working on the car.
Mm-hmm.
I changed the ABS module, and I had it programmed, and that didn't fix the problem. I said, well, maybe the module is bad. So I sent it back to them, and they sent me another module, which is also programmed. That didn't fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then the thing that I did is I checked the wheel sensors out, and the wheel sensors are all working. And now I'm at a loss, so I need your help.
Well, we need to diagnose it. So what someone that has the right type of equipment, like we've got over at my shop, import car specialist, we're going to go in with the computer, with our scan tool. And when you say your speedometer is not working, so the needle is not moving, correct, on the speedometer?
Yes.
Is it clocking mileage?
No.
No, it's not clocking mileage either. So that tells me my first blush is we have a problem in the instrument cluster. Is it setting a traction control light or a anti-lock brake light or anything like that?
Well, it's lit up like a Christmas tree in there.
Okay, and that was before you started changing parts too, right?
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Good. Okay, so yeah, there's something going on. So what we need to do, Cap, we need to get that to a shop that's got the ability to diagnose the complete system on that car. That 2006 probably has 15 different control modules in that car. There's going to be codes all over the place in there. But what the shop would do, they would go in and document what those codes are, probably clear all the codes out. We've got to make sure you've got a good, properly charged battery. We're going to drive the car. We're going to see how the car performs and if the speedometer starts working or not working. But then we can go through with our computer and query, if you will, the various computers. So we might go look at the transmission, and we might see what, make sure that the transmission has an output speed signal. I believe on that car anyway, the speed comes from the right front wheel sensor is where the speed comes from, I believe, on that car.
Okay.
So then we might go look at the wheel sensors. We could look at them with a lab scope, or we might just spin each wheel while it's on the rack, on the lift, and see if we're getting a reading out of that. So there's just a method to go through it. I don't know the exact diagnostic process, but it's one of those ones that just unfolds as you do it. The fact that you don't have mileage or speed, my first blush tells me it's something in the instrument cluster itself, and oftentimes we can take that out and have that serviced or repaired.
Okay. Now, the thing that I did do was I did have an ASC certified mobile mechanic do a whole diagnostic on it, and he said that it's the ABS module. It all came down to that, which was changed and programmed. That didn't do it.
Okay.
And I did have the I did have the car up on blocks, and I checked the wheel sensors, and the wheel sensors were all putting out mileage.
Okay.
So that's why I'm lost, and I'm willing to take it so that you know, I can get the speedometer working again.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you don't have a shop, check out bumpertobumperradio.com. If you want to drive to Central Phoenix, my shop is Import Car Specialist right off the 51 in Indian School. It's going to cost you $250 at least to check it out. And like I said before, I'm going to lean towards an instrument cluster problem, but I just don't know. I'm guessing at this point, but the fact that you don't have mileage or miles is telling me that. But again, we need to do the diagnosis. We'll guess all day long. We'd be here tying up all the airtime in the world, and we still won't have the car fix. Got to get into the diagnosis. Just have to. Gene and Mesa, I can help you in about 2 minutes, I hope. How are we doing today?
I'm okay. I have a question about a general question about cars.
Sure.
It's going to sound like a big story, but it's not. Just a 20-second preliminary, and then the question. We learned years ago to slip off our shoes at the front door, mostly because of the ant poisons on the sidewalk and powders. And we have HOA, so we don't have any control over that. We learned that the vacuum dusted up the poison from the carpet right into the face and nose. Okay, here is my question. And then children are crawling on it, too. Here's my question. The people around here, it's in our gazebos and stuff like that, they get it on the bottom of their shoes, watch them get into the car, and I've always thought that the poisons are lifted right off the floor into the floor vents and straight into the face with the heater or the cooler. My question is, are the filters in the side vents good enough to take care of all that's on the bottom of the shoes?
Well, I don't know that there's ever been a study on anything like that, but I would probably, generally speaking, I'd say no, but with a little bit of an asterisk. So you have a cabin air filter. We've got a cabin air filter in the car, but just like beef or whiskey or vodka or a kind of car, you can get all different kind of grades. So your car is a 2014 Nissan Sentra. So I can find the most budget, low-cost cabin air filter for your car for probably $7.
Oh.
But then I can get the good one. Maybe I get the one with charcoal in it. It's $25. That takes care of some odors. But in your case, what you want to find, you want to find a HEPA filter. That's probably going to be the most filtering product there is. Number one, it's going to help with the pollens and all the other stuff, but anything else that could possibly be left over, any residual or dust or anything that could possibly be there, would probably have the higher probability of getting picked up with a HEPA filter. So if you're going to get a cabin air filter, ask for the HEPA filter. So there we have it, guys. That's a wrap. We're getting wrapped up. This is this week's episode of Bumper to Bumper Radio. We'll talk next week, maybe about go back to the fuel mileage, Christmas gifts, and I want to tell you a story about Saving Amy, a great local charity. If you're out shopping and you want to help somebody, look them up before next weekend, and you can help them. Have a great weekend.